Crystal from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Here's my story. Through the early years of my life, I was abused for a number of years by someone very close to me. I was young enough that I didn't understand what was going on, and so I never really did get the whole story, but it was something I'll never forget. I'll never stop wondering if I could have done something to stop it, or to fix things, or if I could have told all of the therapists something different, or if I should have tried harder to cooperate, then maybe everything would have been easier. I suffered years of guilt, blaming myself for things I had never had any control over. I let myself go down a path of depression and anxiety. I shut myself out from the world and became insecure about me. I started to turn to anything I could run to that didn't involve help from others. Music was my top hit. You name it, I listened to it. And everything only got worse. I started cutting my arms and legs, looking for a way to get pain out. I wanted that release. I tried overdosing and planning my own suicide. I had no reason to go on. I essentially gave up. All that I knew was that I was ruined. My life had been messed up, and there was absolutely nothing I could do to change it. Some of you understand where I come from. Statistics show that one of every six girls today are sexually abused at some point in their life. God has blessed me with a Christian family who cares about me more than I will ever understand. But it was my fault that I didn't take the time to communicate with them. A few years ago, I met a girl who knew where I was going. She asked me to examine my life and ask myself, if I died today, if you died today, if I killed myself tonight, what would I be remembered as? As I thought about this, I realized how blind I had been to reality. All I wanted was the approval of people. All I wanted was for people to like me. I had no real friends. I wasn't genuine about myself to anyone. I was a fake, and I realized that day that all I had to leave behind was a bag of makeup. A bag of makeup I used to mask myself and to try to be a pretty girl with a fun life. God brought this friend into my life to wake me up and see what I was doing with myself. I decided that day that if I'm going to keep living, I need to live a life that people will remember. If I wasn't living for God, if I'm not living for God, then what's the point? That's what I had been lost in. I had no lasting relationship with my Savior. Yes, I had the confidence of knowing that I had asked Jesus to forgive my sins at a young age, but I let it sit. A beautiful gift someone once gave me that I never completely opened. You see, God has this plan for our lives, and when we accept His free gift of salvation, He gives it to us to unwrap and embrace a new life worth living. This is what I had neglected. I neglected the new life of forgiveness from all of my sins and guilt. Everything that I suffered from, all I needed to do was claim God's forgiveness. And when I did, I was so free. Yes, I had to get right with my parents, and I had to ask them to forgive me for being so disconnected and bitter against them. But when I did, it was so amazing that the burden was just lifted off of me. God restored a life that I could have been living for years. This is what the Christian life should be like for everyone. When I found out about the Z generation, I was so excited about it. I can confidently say that I am fully surrendered to God's calling for me. I want to be a missionary. I want to reach those people who are searching, just like I was. Because all it is darkness. And some of you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you, there is no such thing as losing yourself in that. There's so much freedom on the other side. Jesus is the answer. No, it's not easy, but it's simple. It's faith and dependence on God to lead you down the road and to carry you when you can't even go on. It's Jesus and Jesus alone.